Listening friend, welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's October 7th, 2013. I have Allison Bakke on the phone with me. She's authored over like 29 books. The newest one out is called Setting Boundaries for Women, Six Steps to Saying No, Taking Control, and Finding Peace. Are you caught up in the drama, chaos, and crisis of somebody else's life? We're going to talk about taking control is not the same as being controlling. Reading from Proverbs chapter 5, verse 28. Like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control. Allison, I've been looking forward to this interview, and if any of our listeners were tuned in a little less than 2 years ago, and we might have broken it into two programs, I can't remember at this point, but some of the things you wrote in your book, Setting Boundaries with Difficult People, it had a life-changing, almost, I could say, a transformational impact at a time in my life where I read it. I got some concepts. I understood it. I thought, wow, I got to get this gal on the phone and talk with her. And then you were available. We did the interview over the air, and I learned some more. And it was one of those programs where I sent links to family members, to board members. I purchased additional copies. I called your publishing house, which is Harvest House, and I said, hey, can I get a discount? I want to get like 8 or 10 of these. So there's a few board members that got them. There was family members that got them and some dear friends. And I thank God for the truth, the things that you laid out. The book, I think it was like your third in a series, but this one was called Setting Boundaries with Difficult People, that I raced upstairs to get it for today's interview. And it was Six Steps to Sanity for Challenging Relationships. And so recently, I guess a month or two back, I saw that you came out with another book, and it's called Setting Boundaries for Women, Six Steps to Saying No, Taking Control, and Finding Peace. And I thought, well, I'm not a woman, but Allison is so great, and I know she can speak those same principles and truths, even though maybe this is specifically to help women. I'm sure us men can glean things and maybe recognize, oh, yeah, that crosses over, or, oh, I can understand women a little better, and, wow, I don't know that my friends struggle with that with their women friends and so forth. And anyways, Allison, thanks for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends, and I know we're going to talk about boundaries, and I love that word. I mean, boundaries are so good and they're important. And another word is control. And like we all want to have control, but then we have to kind of relinquish control as we grow in Christ. And you're a great storyteller, a gifted writer, a speaker, and you have a heart for Jesus. And yet it's not always been easy. You've struggled through some things. You've shared very openly and transparently in your books about some of your own struggles and where God brought healing. You used a term that really awakened in my mind, oh gosh, I've been like that, and I never knew I was an enabler. And you clearly point out some things where you saw yourself as an enabler, but we serve this great God that you have followed, that has helped inspire some of these things, that have taken you through these life lessons. So I'm grateful you're available. I am excited to share you with our listening family, and we're going to talk about your new book, Setting Boundaries for Women, Six Steps to Saying No, Taking Control, and Finding Peace. So as I kind of hand over some of this time to you, for those listeners maybe 2 years ago that didn't have the blessing to hear some of your story and some of your life lessons, maybe if you could give us a couple little thumbnails or snapshots into your life, and then why God has led you to write this new book, Setting Boundaries for Women.
Well, hello, Mark. Thank you for that. I do want to take you on the road with me. Thank you. You know, I laugh when you say that it had a profound effect on you, because I tell you, I am the most boundary-challenged human being I know. And it's only through this, you know, enlightenment that God has given me that I end up, you know, feeling called to, you know, to start writing things about, you know, the enlightenment that I have about boundaries. It started out with my adult child. The first book in the series is Setting Boundaries with Your Adult Children. And that's the only one I intended to write. I didn't intend to write a series on setting boundaries. I just had one of those profound, you know, aha moments where it was like, oh, seriously, God, this is really what I have been doing with my adult child. I was enabling him. I had a son who was in and out of jail, a drug user. I bailed him out, but it was decades of that, and I finally hit that wall and realized this is not the life God wants me to live. and I started taking steps, and they spelled out these six steps I kept doing, spelled out the word sanity. So these six steps then are in all of my Setting Boundaries books. It's how we find sanity in, you know, in the insane world when we have weak or non-existent boundaries. And a lot of us do. You know, it's not just women, men, couples. We have boundary issues. Mm-hmm. And being able to know when we're overstepping them and when we need to set them, you know, when they're weak or when they're too controlling. Boundaries are important. They free us. Boundaries aren't just a negative thing. We tend to think of them as confining or limiting. You know, they hem us in, and it's just when bad things are happening that we need to have them. And that's not true. You know, boundaries free us to do the things in life that really matter. They show us more clearly where not to spend our energies and, you know, where we should. And without them, our lives would be in chaos. And that's what happened in my life. My life, I was in chaos with the son. And from there, you know, came setting boundaries with your aging parents and then difficult people. And after that was setting boundaries with food. That one's been a big issue for me. And now the women's book, and I'm working on setting boundaries for young women right now, for teenagers, for teen girls. So God just, he delivers and opens the door for us and gives us books when we need them and radio programs when we need them. And it's amazing how he works that way.
Well, I know when I had you on, and I think it was broken into 2 days, and just like I said, a little under 2 years ago, so our listeners can go to our archive programs page and go to, I think it's 2011, and so they have to go back a few years. But that term boundary, and I'm glad you're kind of defining it and explaining it, because generally you say boundaries, and it's like fences are up, and it's like it's a bad thing, but boundaries provide a safe place, a haven, where
that's it. They define our limits and they keep us safe and protected. Mm-hmm. And what's the real key that a lot of folks, you know, if you really start doing your Bible study on this, in Proverbs 25:28, clearly, like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. And boundaries are all about, you know, having self-control, you know, setting that place where you will say yes or no, yes with authenticity and no with firmness and love. And that's, you know, that's self-control. And if we don't have that, we're like a city whose walls are broken, and broken walls are like broken boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I said that, you know, and just, you know, as a city can rebuild broken walls, we can rebuild broken boundaries that, you know, allow us to control our life in the way God would have us do. And this is a real, you know, a control word. It's, you know, I'm real clear with folks, taking control is not the same as being controlling. There's a big difference there. So, you know, taking control, it's like being assertive is not the same as being aggressive. So we can take control and be assertive and still be amazingly godly women and men. Mm-hmm. And fulfill God's destiny for us. Which we can just grasp that, you know, God's destiny for us is not to enable, is not to become doormats, is not to say yes when we don't mean yes. I mean, the scripture is clear about that too. Say your yes and your no, and, you know, make them mean yes and no. But we're just really kind of a mess, aren't we? We're really kind of a mess about being able to say yes and no.
Yeah. And I love that subtitle, Six Steps to Saying No, Taking Control, and Finding mm-hmm. Peace. And then on the back of your cover, if you are a woman who's sick and tired of being sick and tired, maybe your life needs boundaries. And you kind of spelled that out, and then you give illustrations and examples and personal life stories. And so just say, if God was going to answer your prayer to what you would want to achieve through this book for women, for men, for people that have it as a resource in their church, for people that just start like opening it up, what would it be? What's the takeaway that you want people to grab out of this book, Setting Boundaries for Women?
That it is healthy, it is godly to set a boundary, that God has a best and wonderful life for you to live, and it isn't to be, confused about your yes and your no, to know what it is that you're responsible for, you know, and what we aren't. what does he put, you know, in our life? You know, we're instruments in his plan, and you know, we have to stop long enough and be still long enough and get in his word enough to know what plan he has for us. And when we're so caught up in the drama, chaos, and crisis of trying to fix other people's lives, or trying to come to their rescue, or letting ourselves become doormats, there's no way we can live that life that God has planned for us. There's no way we can be that instrument of his plan. You know, there's absolutely no way. So, you know, to stop and step back long enough to learn what it is that God really has planned for you, find sanity. At least the takeaway is to find sanity in this insane gerbil wheel life that so many of us are caught up in.
And I love, and you were so transparent when we had you on before, because you've been through a lot. There was childhood abuse, domestic violence, you know, with your son dealing with different things, recognizing, you know, you were an enabler, and yet God has seen you through, and he can bring healing and hope and change, and some of the change is recognizing proper boundaries. Some of it is seeing, you know, I am weak in these areas. And so you give like suggestions and methods and means, you know, going to the scriptures, praying, accountability, and things that people can come alongside you. But like you, that sanity word that God has used throughout all your books, kind of an overarching theme, a reoccurring, if you will, a tip or an easy way for us to kind of walk through, oh, okay, I can see how I have to set better boundaries with women because I'm not always saying no, or I feel guilty because I always have to say yes, or I have to take control of the situation, or somebody takes control of me. So maybe walk us through some of that sanity so we can find peace and rest and that point of comfort where God would give us great balance.
It's an acronym that just, if we can remember this, and it's available in all my books where you can photocopy it, stick it on your refrigerator. If we can remember what S-A-N-I-T-Y stands for, and any time we find ourselves getting caught up, and I say that, caught up in the drama, chaos, and crisis, and we all know what that is, whatever that situation is, if you're, you know, continually volunteering at church, or you find yourself, you know, people not pulling their end of the weight, you're always coming to somebody's rescue, or somebody is taking advantage of you, or you're feeling emotionally abused, or, you know, any issues that you have like that, you can stop and say, okay, I'm going to have sanity. S is stop my own response to this. We have got to stop our negative behavior. This is, you know, God really opened my eyes to this. You know, Allison, you can't change your son. You can't fix him. You can't, you know, it's impossible to do. So what you've got to do is change how you respond. You've got to, you know, when we have all these difficult people, challenging people, situations that are tough, we have to stop. And as easy as it says, the stop step is the hardest, is stop doing what we normally do. So we have to stop and step back and be still, you know, be still. Ask God for discernment. If we can program our brains just to stop before we get caught up in it, you know, when you know you're going to go to this family dinner and Uncle Marvin is going to just, you know, start on everybody about politics or whatever it is, and then, you know that this is going to be a bad situation, you say, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop how I normally respond. I'm going to do something different. And whatever your different is, really ask God for that. And A, assemble a support group. Get around other people that can hold you accountable, that can help you be objective, because we sure are not objective when we are in some of these situations. And there are support groups. And your support group could be one or two people. It can be a group like Celebrate Recovery or maybe AA or Al-Anon or a codependence group or something. But assemble support. We've got to get out of our own space. You know, if we're going through, you know, I went through a divorce a couple of years ago, maybe four years now. And, I was a mess. And I really needed to be around other people that would help me, you know, and could help me be objective in how I had to get back, you know, into life. And so, A.
And it's interesting, that support group or that, you know, core group of two or three or four friends, Jason and I, he's a co-host on Wednesday and Friday with me.
Critical.
We've been talking about that very concept because some people will say, because, you know, when the month of October came around and we were encouraging people to, you know, get in God's Word, maybe read through the Proverbs. And I said, but Jason, some people will say to me, well, I don't get excited about it. It's like, I read. read, and it's and Jason was saying, get a couple other people and read along with them so you can have discussion and you can hear what they're gleaning and what they're learning. And he said, by having a couple people doing it together makes all the difference in the world. And that's one of the, you know, by assembling that small group, they can empathize or speak truth or bring conviction because they can say, hey, no, you're in the wrong here, and we love you and we want to help you with this. And so that assembling a support group is really key, right?
It's critical. And the more that we're becoming, you know, so connected to technology and insulated, you know, we really have, you know, stepped away from that human contact, and really talking to people and connecting with them. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to bolster you up. And you got to trust. I mean, when someone is speaking truth into your life, you've got to be willing to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's got to be a discourse. And that means relationships. So you're building, you know, you need to build relationships. So the support group isn't just, you know, strangers that you, you know, it's really where you pray that God is going to bring into your life and really walk this journey, whatever, you know, your particular journey. If it's Bible study, that's great. Or if it's, you know, if you are an enabler, or if you're dealing with the food issue, or, you know, difficult relationships, or, you know, whatever it might be, just mm-hmm. be around other people.
Okay. Hey, before I have you continue on with the sanity, going through each of the letters, S-A-N-I-T-Y, for our listeners that are maybe just tuning in, we have Allison Bakhti on the line with us. She's the author of many books. In fact, as I was looking at my notes, 28 different books, novels, and the series that I so appreciate is the Setting Boundaries series, and a book that we talked about just about 2 years ago, Setting Boundaries with Difficult People, was just so fascinating, but way more than that. It was transformational for me. I learned a lot. I recommended it to so many people, passed it on to people, but today we're talking about Setting Boundaries for Women, 6 Steps to Saying No, Taking Control, and Finding Peace. And if you just tuned in, this program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, so you may find something that you need to listen to again or want to write down, or you want to paste this link into an email and send it on to someone. They can listen to this program anytime. Just stop by greatnewsradio.org, go to our archive programs page. And also, this book can be purchased, and get multiple copies because we want to support our good friend Allison and Harvest House that's enabled her to use her gifts, her life experiences, and pen them in such a way that we can identify and grow and learn. And it's Harvest House Publishing, and it's harvesthousepublishing.com, harvesthousepublishing.com, and Setting Boundaries for Women is the book we're talking about today. So, okay, so we jump into number N as we go through this acronym SANITY, because we all want to find sanity and peace and rest in God, but you've created this unique way, and so you've covered the stopping, you know, assembling the small group. What's that N stand for?
N is nip excuses in the bud. And anybody that happens to be in my age range is going to know Andy of Mayberry what was his name now? It's not the sheriff that
Gomer, not Gomer Pyle. Barney.
Barney Fife would run around on Andy Mayberry and say, "Nip it in the bud. Nip excuses in the bud." And that was a key issue with my son, my adult child. His excuses were beyond comprehension, and I accepted a lot of it. And when we can realize that excuses are often justification for negative behavior. Mm. And, you know, not all the time, but often excuses are justification for negative behavior. Mm. So, and I had talked about this to a youth group a while back, and I'm writing Setting Boundaries for Young Women right now for teens, and I had a teen girl write to me, and she said she memorized what the sanity steps were, and there was a time just recently where one of her best girlfriend has a real habit of standing her up. She'll say, "I'm going to come over and pick you up, and we're going to go to the mall, or we're going to go do study." And then her best friend never shows up. She just disses her and doesn't call. And after this happening many, many times, this teen started remembering nip excuses in the bud, because every time this happened, her best friend would say, "Well," and the next day she'd say, "Well, you know, I got caught up in this, or this happened," or And finally, this girl said, well, you know, you do have a cell phone. You could call me. So, you know, this is negative behavior, and you're justifying it. And I'm accepting it, so I have to nip excuses in the bud. And she set a boundary with her best friend. But it was because that N is stuck out in her mind. So this is where we've got to, if we can remember what these stand for and let it trigger our minds. So now when I hear excuses from people, and I consistently hear them, I know it's like, okay, this is God talking to me. He's prompting me to, you know, respond in a way, you know, that I need to change my response, or, you know, not put myself in this position to accept these, you know, excuses, or call the person on it. You know, I mean, it's a lot of things, but nip excuses in the bud.
Now, we have, like, only 3 minutes left, and there's, like, three more, so try to do one a minute.
Okay. Implement rules and boundaries. We actually have to have an action plan. We have to implement an action plan. We've got to get it in writing, what we want to do in our life, whatever the issue is we want to change. T, trust your instincts. Trust the voice of the Spirit. We pray and ask God to help us, but we don't stop long enough to really listen to Him. So trust what He's telling us. And why yield everything to God? It's, you know, we can't control everything. He's got a plan for us. He wants us to, you know, to be, you know, proactive in things. He, you know, he wants us to be, you know, good Christian people. What does that mean? You know, we yield everything to Him and realize that we aren't God in the difficult people in our lives, you know, whoever they may be. He's God, and He's in control, and He has a plan. And that plan may be for us, you know, to learn and grow and change and, you know, develop boundaries and protect our hearts.
The book is called Setting Boundaries for Women. Actually, there's a whole series, and I wholeheartedly would recommend it. You might be dealing with a situation with an adult parent or just with difficult people around you, whether it's maybe a spouse or a neighbor or somebody you work with. And this newest book, Setting Boundaries for Women, Six Steps to Saying No, Taking Control, and Finding Peace. Oh, we all need peace, don't we, Allison?
Amen. Amen. Yes, we do. And God wants us to have peace. He doesn't want us to live in this craziness that we live in.
And these books can be purchased through Amazon, bookstores, anywhere, and I highly recommend it. They're just a great series, and I've learned so much. And gosh, Allison, thank you for being a vehicle that God's pouring through all these many books. I think I mentioned like 28 different books, novels, and so God's keeping you like busy and hopping and jumping around, huh?
Amen. Keeps me out. Yes, he's trying to keep me out of trouble.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Keep me at my desk and writing.
I know how that is. So.
No, he's just teaching me lessons. I'm just learning them and pouring them out there. Thank you for all that you do as well, Mark. I appreciate Mark and friends.
Yeah, well, thanks for being available, and we're going to have you back and keep us posted on new books and new things that God is doing, and thank you for sharing with our radio listening family. They'll really benefit by this whole series. The current book is called Setting Boundaries for Women, Six Steps to Say No, Taking Control, and Finding Peace, and one that had a profound impact on me a few years ago, Setting Boundaries with Difficult People, and you might be one of those difficult people, so you need to read this book and see how you need to change, but we love you all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.